It's time for you to define your brand. This podcast is designed to arm you with the tools and confidence needed to build a standout brand in today's marketplace. I'm your host, Matt Crane, and I'm honored to be joined by my co-host and CEO of Rush Impact Marketing and Rush Impact Media, Jeremy Warner.
Matt, it's awesome to be here, and I'm excited to share and engage with our audience, listeners, and special guests that will be joining the show. Most importantly, I'm excited to help all of you take charge of your brand. Matt, you know what we say around here, your brand, your responsibility.
Welcome back to another episode of Define Your Brand Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Crane, and I've got the CEO, Jeremy Warner, with me as always. Jeremy, always an honor to have you right here with us and to join us right here on the Define Your Brand Podcast. Today's episode, ladies and gentlemen, is six ways to build a personal brand that's truly authentic. It's a topic that we discuss every single day in our company, Jeremy. It's something that you train on, you teach on, that you work with us on every single day. And if it's cool with you, boss, I'm going to jump right in to the first point that we want to make on today's episode. And it correlates with our podcast. I think we believe both that to build a personal brand that's truly authentic, you need to define your brand. What does that mean for every one of you out there listening to this podcast episode? It means you got to get clear about your brand. How do you get clear about your brand? You got to ask yourself, what are your core elements? What does that mean for you? And you can sum this up by really understanding, what are your values? What do you value the most? Is it money? Is it fame? Is it attention? Is it your family? Is it trust? Is it integrity? Whatever those things are, you have to have a core. Without a core, you truly are just going to create marketing materials. You're going to create social media posts. And guess what's going to happen? They're going to reach no one because they truly mean nothing. So you also have to ask yourself, am I getting uncensored external feedback, Jeremy, and am I truly getting the focused introspection? Am I giving myself the focused introspection? What does introspection mean? It's the examination or observation of one's own mental and emotional process. I think this is a point in Define Your Brand, Jeremy. Things are emotional. Things can get mentally tough. You have to find out what your introspection really is all about. And I'm going to sum point number one up with three main questions you want to ask yourself. Number one, what are your core values? Number two, what is your purpose? And number three, what is your differential superpower?
Yeah, I love all that. And you brought up some great points with that within the Define Your Brand. You know, we talk about core values. We talk about, you know, things that it's going to be big for you as an individual that describes who you are and what your business is. And when you do this, you got to be transparent. You got to choose your words that are positive, impactful, and authentic to who you are and what you're going to be offering your clients. So, you know, great, great point on number one, define your brand. Number two is be an expert in your field. Why is this important? Well, consider how your personal brand is different from everyone else in the market. This is a key indicator on you being an expert in your field, is how you're seen compared to everybody else. Ask this one question: why should people choose you over everyone else? You need to be seen as an expert. You will be pre-framed by your potential customers as someone that they can trust for you to teach them on what you know. Now, in the process of becoming an expert, you're going to be going through growing pains, learning different things. You know, you got to push yourself into the marketplace. You got to showcase your talents. You got to showcase all the things that you do that make you an expert in the field. But along the way, there's this hidden benefit in the branding process. When you brand yourself by showcasing your knowledge and actually teaching other people what you do and what you know, this will increase your level of expertise. It helps you build on top of what you already know and understand. This process naturally gives you a way to the next level, which is becoming a thought leader. So you want to become the expert, then you also want to become the thought leader. And by doing that, everybody will come to you because you are the expert in the field. You are the thought leader. You're that one golden gem that knows everything. And Einstein said it best, if you can't explain it simply, you don't understand it well enough.
Yeah, I could not agree with you more there. You definitely have to be the expert in your field. That's the only way you're going to stand out in this very fast-paced and commoditized marketplace, without question. And how can you, to expand on that brings me right into point number three, Jeremy. How do you become an expert in your field? Well, you got to build your network. So many times we hear this say that your network is your net worth. I agree and also disagree in some aspects, because I believe that people can build net worth by being educated and by being hard workers and by going all in for themselves. However, I think what CEOs now are doing so much better than they did before is teaching people, instead of going from point A to B, understanding how they got to point B and letting them pull you there. And that's through the network. How do you build your network? It's simple. You got to ask yourself, who's around you? Are you clear about who is around you? Are you building the right people in your circle? Are you focusing on the right people? You know, you hear this all the time when you get a social media friend, and what happens? It says others like you in your network. Are you really going on there and finding out what are their core values? What's their purpose? How does their business models or their particular jobs align with what you're doing? Are you truly researching and taking the time to find the right people? Are you giving before you are looking to receive? What does that mean? That means value. So many times I hear people that will send you messages. I get messages all the time. Jeremy, you get messages all the time.
Yep.
Hey, will you do this? Hey, can you do that? Hey, now's a great time for this if you don't mind. And yet I go back and I do research and realize that they haven't given me anything in return. So one of the things that you truly talk about a lot in our company, Jeremy, is we've got to build value before we would ever ask anyone to give us value. And I think number three inside of point number three is you got to become a connector. If you truly want to build your network, you have to become a trustworthy connector. You may not have the answer for someone, but if you know where to go find the answer that that person needs, they're going to trust you, they're going to value you, and guess what? You're going to now become a referability partner, and you're going to become a trusted part of their network. And we could go on and on and on about all these topics, but I think point number three, inside of point number three, is very important. You got to become a connector. Find the right people that you need around you, and then understand how to connect others to those that they're looking and searching for.
Yeah, the biggest thing that you hit on, which I feel that is the most impactful when you're networking and building a network around your base, you know, obviously you're only as good as the people that you're around, but the biggest disconnect with networking is connecting, and people have to understand what the definition of connecting is. You know, two individuals have to connect. It's just not one-sided, like you said, Matt. You know, the biggest disconnect with building a relationship, either by face-to-face, by phone, or across social media platforms, is they tend to focus on their own needs and personal benefit, completely ignoring those needs and wants of the other person. So that's why we always talk about giving value first before expecting value in return. And you know, really, really focus on a two-way relationship. Make sure to give the other person an opportunity to benefit from the relationship as well. Doing this approach will help you secure more connections and opportunities. And we talk about the people around you when we're, you know, with the connections. You know, connections are an important part of building your personal brand and showing yourself as the expert in your field. Here's the big keys with this. Not only will your connections help introduce you to other opportunities to expand your network, they will also provide a growing list of testimonials that speak directly to your character and your brand story. So all those things are very, very important. Number four, identify the end game. I changed it.
I love it.
We talked about, you know, keeping the connections and stuff like that. It kind of went into the whole network thing. I was like, you know what? We need to change this up. So identify the end game. All right. I know I threw you for a loop. I didn't tell you before.
I always love the wrinkles, and that's what always makes this great.
So when we talk about identifying the end game, a lot of us start by building our personal brand with no goal set in place whatsoever. You throw yourself out there not having any type of game plan. Describe your future to me. That's what you need to ask yourself. Describe your future to me as your personal self. Identify your position, what your life will look like in 2, 6, 12, and 24 months from now. What do you see? That's the story that you build. Already see yourself as the market expert and that everyone knows. You're the superstar of your niche. It's reverse engineering. Start from 2, 3, 4 years from now, write down this path and work it into existence. This is important, necessary for the success of your personal brand. And if you cannot see past today, how will you have success for tomorrow?
I love it. And I think too, Jeremy, that what you just said there is so, so important. If you are too busy looking past today, you'll never be able to truly build on the future that you want. And man, I think about that quote Gary Vaynerchuk said, too many people are looking past the one to get to the 1 million. And man, it's so telling, especially nowadays, because everybody wants instantaneous success. I've been guilty of it. We've all been guilty of it. But bullet point number five is you got to master the way you communicate. Master communication. Get clear about how you are communicating your brand, your image, your messaging, your products, your purpose, your mission, everything. And there's a million ways that I could have broken this down, Jeremy, but I really did a lot of homework and research and studied a lot of great people and folks that are way smarter than I am. And it really came down to three simple things inside of this point. Number one, you got to write things down. It drives me absolutely bonkers when I go to conferences or when you're having team meetings or when I'm in a meeting with someone or I'm on the phone with a potential client, prospect, or someone that's just wanting to network with me, and nobody's writing things down. You can tell on the other side that they're asking you questions, and then when you're giving them your responses, and you're thinking, well, I'm wondering, are they really getting anything out of it? I go back time and time again. I have notebooks for Define Your Brand podcast. I have notebooks for Rush Impact Marketing. I have notebooks for Rush Impact Media because everything is important. One word could change the complexity of an entire deal or an entire relationship. And I never know, Jeremy, it's so funny because there's times where you and I've had conversations and months later, something will happen that triggers that conversation. Yep. You'll come back to me and say, hey, do you remember this or this or this?
Yep.
And I always go back to my notes. So write things down. Number two is you got to create a response schedule. I think one of the biggest hurdles that folks make in miscommunication is they don't respond or the follow-up. And if you can really create in your mind a way to respond in a precise and scheduled manner, it's going to create trust. It's going to create continuity. And more than likely, you're probably going to get better responses in return because it's consistent. And then finally, you got to ask questions. I got a bonus tip in here too, so make sure I don't forget it.
All right.
But you got to ask questions. It drives me nuts when conversations are one-sided. It's almost like you just want to hear yourself talk. You're not asking, you know, when I get on the phone with some folks that are reaching out that want advice or, you know, we're pitching a product and yet they're not asking me questions. I'm really wondering, well, what was the purpose of this call? What did you really want from it? I must be missing something. So ask questions. And here's my bonus tip. And this is something I have to work on every single day from a personal standpoint, is you got to communicate with brevity, ladies and gentlemen. What does brevity mean? It's being concise and exact with your use of words and writing your speech. People's time is so valuable. So don't take the mile route to get to the minute response. Give people what they need in the exact and short, precise amount of time. Speak and communicate with brevity.
I really don't have much to go off of that. You hit every point. I mean, that was some golden nuggets right there just on communication, which you do best. You do better than anybody within the company, within the staff, taking notes, doing all that stuff, making sure you have all your information, because just like you said, one word that you miss or one thing that was said that you didn't write down could be the key that helps you close that deal or build that relationship further. So, you know, that great, great, great stuff. All right. Tip number six, which is the last tip, is, and I did a change.
Oh, here we go.
Offer a distinct promise of value. This is a promise of value, just not bringing value, but it's a promise of value. Your distinct promise of value is a promise that you'll make to your target market audience that your brand will fulfill. How's it going to get the job done? Is it straightforward? This is your elevator pitch. Our elevator pitch within Rush Impact Marketing is, hey, I'm Jeremy Warner, president of Rush Impact Marketing. What we do is we're an automotive company that can create 30 days of business in as little as 6 days and we'll increase your gross profit by 400%. Do you have 15 minutes that I can go over with you? Boom, straight to the point. They know exactly what we do, how we're gonna do it, and how aggressively we can increase their gross profits. So take your business, figure out what your elevator pitch, that's your promise of value. Promise of value is the personal aspect of your brand that is aligned with your missions and your values. Not only does it clarify and communicate what makes you special and different from the rest of the market, it tells them directly, this is how I can solve your problem. Your elevator pitch needs to be that. How are you going to solve a problem? You have 30 seconds to make a first impression. That 30 seconds is all you need to get the attention your brand needs to stand out in the marketplace. So, tip number six, offer a distinct promise of value.
I absolutely love it, and you know, Jeremy, to wrap up today's show, six ways to build a personal brand that's truly authentic is being authentic, right?
Exactly.
Don't create an elevator pitch. Don't create 30 seconds of nonsense. Create 30 seconds of impact. Create 30 seconds of being of a truthful promise. But more importantly, ladies and gentlemen, create 30 seconds of going to the Define Your Brand podcast, downloading it, subscribing, and reviewing it. Once again, I want to give a big shout out to everyone out there in the last 30 days that have truly helped us grow our podcast from 10,000 downloads to now we're closing in on 20,000. We're hitting milestones with daily downloads. We're truly better understanding our audience, the needs, the wants, and the desires that you need from Jeremy and I every single time we cut on the mic and we look to impact your lives. Defining your brand is not easy, ladies and gentlemen. It's something that's going to take time and dedication. But if you'll dig in with us right here on Define Your Brand, we'll truly help you take your brand to the next level. I will guarantee it. Can't wait to be with you all again on another episode of the Define Your Brand podcast.
Peace.